Hi, and welcome to the Bravely You podcast, the podcast designed to empower you to unapologetically harness your uniqueness and to fully embody the essence of the courageous, multifaceted, confident woman. The woman who is in control of her own reality, who takes up all the space she undeniably deserves, and who is not afraid to rewrite her own story. I'm your host, Valentina Marzola, a multi-passionate, certified transformational empowerment coach, mindset mentor, model, speaker, health and wellness enthusiast, clean cooking fanatic, multilingual globetrotter, passionate nature lover, and a woman on a mission to help millions of women to find their courage, their connection, and their confidence to live a powerful and abundant life. Sounds like a lot? Well, I do not have to fit into simply one box. I want to inspire you to fully and wholeheartedly believe in the infinite potential that lies within you. Your power lies in your uniqueness, in all the complementary dimensions that make you who you are. This is your time to elevate, to upgrade, to step into your light, and to finally be bravely you. This is a safe space for you to tune in to fun, authentic, intuitively led conversations, a raw and honest diary of my journey, and science-backed facts and tools on all things female empowerment, positive psychology, mindset, confidence, healing, spirituality, manifestation, and so much more. I appreciate you, I see you, I'm with you, and I cannot thank you enough for being here with me. And with that being said, let's begin. Here we go. Another motivational voice note coming your way. I heard a lot of you really enjoy this kind of format, so I'm excited for another episode like this. I'm going to jump right into it because I like these to be short and mighty. So today's episode is going to be about self-worth. As you know, I work with my clients on their confidence and on their sense of self-worth. A lot, if not all of my clients come to me with a very low sense of self-worth. And it could be the same for you as you're listening this. Now, this doesn't have to be, depending on the work that you've done on yourself, it could be very conscious or subconscious. It could be something that you've already brought to the forefront and that you are consciously aware of, for example, that you have a lower sense of self-worth. Or it could be something that you're not aware of. And by that, I don't mean that the people who are aware run into a coffee shop and think to themselves, oh, I don't deserve this pleasure, this amazing coffee or this amazing meal and this fun. I don't deserve love. I don't deserve respect when they go on dates, or I don't deserve the money when they're selling their services. No. It doesn't come out this way. When I mean that they're consciously aware of it, it just means that they know what is going on behind the scenes and why they take certain actions. So when you're not aware of it, what happens is that you see it through your actions. So something at the back is running the show for you and determines how you act. And that then shows the reality that is created, that is reflected back to you, shows that you have taken decisions, have taken actions that show you that you have a very low sense of self-worth, that you are not feeling worthy of certain things. And this is a very, very interesting topic because you enter a sort of vicious cycle when you do that. Because, for example, when a client comes to me and we find out about this low sense of self-worth, we talk about it, and whenever I ask them the question of why they feel this way, why they feel this certain way, they come out with a bunch of reasons. And a lot of times it can be, well, because, let's take the dating scene. Let's take relationships, for example. Well, because I've been mistreated by my ex, I've been cheated on by the people I've been dating, I've been disrespected, and I've never really been valued. And so my ex-partner or my partners in the past or people I've been dating showed me that I don't deserve the respect, I don't deserve the love. They keep showing me that, like, this is the way it goes with me. And what happens is they enter sort of victim mode. Right? They're like, oh, but this always happens to me. See, every guy ends up, or every girl ends up cheating on me. This always happens to me. This is always the thing. This is always the same pattern. People are never available for me. I always date people who are emotionally unavailable, who are not, like, invested in loving me, in dating me, in making me feel good and treating me right. Whenever they move on to someone else, it always seems like they give that person everything they haven't given to me. And this happens a lot in various fields with my clients. It doesn't have to be just in the, for example, the relationship or dating sphere, for example. But if we really look at this, can you see how they have probably, and I can tell you most probably in this case, obviously, certainly, acted in a way that has shown the other person that they have very low sense of self-worth. And therefore, they didn't set boundaries. They didn't share things about themselves that they really like. They tried to change themselves to be liked by the person in front of them, so they're approved by the person on the first date. They weren't unapologetically themselves and tried to change a little bit for the other person. They shifted themselves because they have this low sense of self-worth. They don't believe they deserve that respect and that love in the first place. So what happens is they act accordingly. So if you don't think you deserve love and respect, you're going to act accordingly. If you believe you deserve love and respect, you're not going to go to a date and change yourself so that you get that approval, so that you get that validation, so that you know, okay, yes, he's going to take me on a second date. Yes, 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 perfect. Right? You're going to be yourself. You're going to show what you love to show. You're going to show the sides of you that you want to and feel ready to show on that first date. And if it goes well, great. If it doesn't, it's not a reflection of who you are. It's just simply not a good match. See how like a person with a strong sense of self-worth sees things differently than a person with low sense of self-worth? Now, can you see also the way the person acts also is going to have an effect? Everything you do, every action you take is obviously going to reflect something back to you. And so that person is going to pick up on that energy, pick up on the things that you are sending them, the messages you're sending them. And then it's up to them to, you know, they bring their own internal world and their own past experiences and traumas and fears into that space as well and act the way they would act with a person like this in front of them. What happens is, let's say you go on a third or second or fourth date, and after a while, this guy or this woman disappears and they're not interested anymore, or they don't reply to your messages and they're kind of like ghosting you, and you're thinking they're probably going out on dates, they're not emotionally available anymore, and blah, blah, blah. You sit at home and you're like, see, this always happens to me. See, this is always like, this is the scenario that is played on every single time. See, I knew it. What happens with that? You feed into the fact that you don't feel worthy. So you give it another reason in your life to why you are not worthy of love and respect, but it's the contrary, see? It is not the fact that you don't deserve love and respect and that's why people treat you this way. It's because you believe you don't deserve love and respect, that this is the kind of man or woman that you're constantly attracting. So here is the thing I wanted to share. So when I asked the question, I hope this makes sense, because in my mind it makes sense, but I really don't know if I'm just not making sense here, because it's really clear in my mind, but I'm not too sure if I've been just really good job at this, but you can let me know. So when I ask them the question, right, they say, well, yeah, I don't believe I feel worthy because, well, everyone around me has shown me I'm not. Like, my partners have always treated me this way, so how can I believe I'm worthy of love and respect if I've never had it? And that's when I want to share the wisdom piece of this voice note. Nobody's job is to make you feel worthy. Nobody owes you that. It's nobody's job, okay? It's nobody's job to be here and make you feel like you're worthy of love and respect. It's your job. It starts with you. It's your job to be doing the work that's going to enable you to feel worthy of love and respect so that you can attract a person that is going to love and respect you back. And what happens is then that feeds into your sense of self-worth. That feeds into your sense of self-worth. So it's not that you need to find the person who's going to finally make you feel worthy of love. You need to first embody that yourself. You need to go to those dates and not change yourself. You need to go to those dates and place boundaries if there's something you don't like. You need to go to the dates and be exactly you. Obviously, you share what you want to share on the first date. You don't have to be like open wide and giving out everything about you. What I mean, though, is when you have a strong sense of self-worth, it's a foundation, it's part of you, right? It's inside of you. And so things are not going to be right with you if a person starts to not be available, or they start messing around in a way that doesn't make you feel happy, or in a way that is not fulfilling your needs. So that's a kind of boundary that you place, and you're not moving forward. But if you have a low sense of self-worth and the person's messing around and you feel shitty about yourself, you're going to try to chase that person. You're going to try to make it work. You're making it work because you're changing your way. You're changing yourself to adapt yourself to that situation because you're craving that approval from that person. You really want that person to take you on another date, to go out. You want to be with that person. The problem is that person's already received messages of how you are, what you do, how easy it is to manipulate you in the way that they would like to, or how easy it is to, you know, do whatever they might want to do, or, you know, be emotionally unavailable with you, or go on other dates while they're dating you, or whatever that doesn't make you feel happy, because they know, well, she's going to stay anyway. She's changing herself to be with me all the time. And she doesn't have her boundaries in place. She, with her, I can do whatever I want anyway, right? Like, I can call her whenever I want. I can text whenever I want. I can disappear whenever I want. I can go on other dates and not respect her because she's just staying there. And so again, can you see how you've attracted that? You've allowed that to be in your life. And that whole experience gives you more proof of your construct that you're not worthy. And then you're sitting there thinking, I never deserve love. And then the rest of the actions move on from there. And that has a ripple effect on many other things, on your job, on your career, on so many different areas of your life. And that's how easy it can happen. And so again, what I wanted to share today, motto for today is, nobody owes you that. Nobody's job is to make you feel worthy. It's your job. Do the work that you have to do. Do the self-worth work, do the deep inner work. It could be trauma healing work, it could be past conditioning work. There's so much work you can do to get yourself out of that space, to understand that you are inherently worthy, that you are born worthy, and to do that self-worth work, to be able to fully go into your life and take action from that place so you attract that back. When you see people that are extremely happy or people that have, you know, that loving relationship, yes, of course, a lot of times it's wow, you know, they've met their person, and call it destiny, call it luck, call it chance, call it whatever you want. But then they made it work, right? They made it work and they have this incredible relationship, not because, oh, she's so lucky, she got this or this man or woman in her life, they're so lucky, look at that. Like, of course she feels loved and respected, look at how he treats her, look at how she treats her. No, it's actually not that. It's a lot of times it's this person didn't settle for less until they found a person that is willing to love and respect them the way they truly believe inside they deserve. That's what it is. They didn't go around. They didn't mess around. They didn't mess around with people that they knew were not making them feel happy or not making them feel like their desires are being met. They're not sticking around with people that are giving them less than what they believe they deserve. And remember, you attract the love you think you deserve. If you don't like yourself, if you cannot even see yourself in the mirror, if you cannot stand your voice, your actions, your beliefs, your views, if you don't at least try to understand yourself on a deeper level so that you can get to the point of loving and respecting yourself, how can you expect anyone out there to do the same to you and reflect that back to you? People are going to reflect back what you truly believe inside. And that has an impact. That's living by your own. It's when your own foundations create the life around you. That's what it is. So again, nobody owes you a sense of self-worth. Nobody out there has the job to make you feel worthy. Yes, not even your partner. They should love you. They should respect you and give you all of the love on this planet. But it's not their job to make you feel worthy. That's a job that you need to do with yourself, with a coach, with a therapist, with whoever you trust, or, you know, with yourself, whatever. But you need to do this work to be able to attract that kind of person. And that person will then reflect what you truly desire and want back to you. And if not, you will get to a point where you'll find a person that is happy to meet those needs and those desires. Okay, so I don't know if this has been very clear, but I hope that I've made it as clear as possible. Motto for today, go and work on your sense of self-worth because it's your job. Do not wait around for someone else to come to you and change your life around and save you from this difficult moment. No, you need to get yourself out of it first and you'll reflect that into your reality and people will reflect that back to you. Okay, so sending you all love and light, and I hope that this has been motivational and empowering for you. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Bravely You. I'm so grateful to be able to share this space with you, and I really hope you enjoyed today's episode and that you got enough tools, inspiration, and motivation. So now, get out there, keep your head held high, and be the bravest and most unique version of yourself. If you loved today's episode, I'd be so grateful if you'd be able to leave me a review and rate my podcast and hopefully share this with your friends and family or anyone who might benefit from hearing this. This way, I can create even more goodness and reach out to many more women who need inspiration and empowerment to be bravely themselves. And if you can't get enough of the inspiration, go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Valentina_Marzola and reach out to me to share your experience and your thoughts on today's episode. To know more about how I can best support you and work with me as a coach, check out my website valentinamarzola.com or simply send me a message. I cannot wait to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode.